USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With continued uncertainty about Hurricane Dorian's projected path as it approaches the southeast U.S., Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has expanded the state of emergency to cover all 67 counties in the Sunshine State.
Be prepared, take the action that you need to, and listen to your local officials.
Forecasters now say Dorian could be a strong Category 4 storm by the time it hits Florida late Monday, or now, they say, possibly even early Tuesday. They say life-threatening storm surge and over a foot of rain is likely along the heavily populated Florida coast. The Jeffrey Epstein sex crime case is officially closed after he hanged himself earlier this month. Federal prosecutors say the investigation will continue, though, into any co-conspirators in the sex trafficking case. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
He won't be prosecuted, but a scathing report's been released on former FBI Chief James Comey's handling of memos, including one that was leaked to the New York Times. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz declined to make a recommendation to charge James Comey with a crime, but the report was critical of the former FBI director for violating policies regarding his handling of official memos that contain classified information. The inspector general declared Comey's retention, handling, and dissemination of the memos violated department and FBI policies, as well as his own employment agreement with the Bureau. Comey gave the material to a friend who was an attorney, who then gave it to the New York Times.
Americans hitting the road or heading to the airports in record numbers for this upcoming Labor Day weekend. Travel experts say about 17.5 million people will be flying, and that's about 4% more than last year. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican lawmaker agrees with a decision made by the Department of Homeland Security regarding the border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia defended the Department of Homeland Security's decision to bar Democratic House staffers from visiting Customs and Border Protection facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border. Collins tells Fox News,
I think it sends a message to say, look, if you want to come down here and do the role that you're supposed to be, and that is to learn, that is to find out how we fix this problem, not simply demagogue this problem, then I think there's a way that we can make sure that it is open, and we need to have oversight down there. But if you go down there to interrupt what is actually happening, when you become the distraction, when you become the problem, then that's over the line, and I think they took the steps at this point to say, we're not going to have this. We have a job to do. You're here to observe the job. Ask proper questions. Do what you need to do, but also don't try to interfere with what's going on here either.
The Commerce and Labor Departments released new reports on the state of the U.S. economy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The Commerce Department report on the GDP is another sign the economy may be slowing. The department's second reading of economic growth in the second quarter showing it grew at a rate of 2%. It was in line with what estimates had been before the numbers were out. It's down slightly from the first reading of 2.1%, and it's below the 3.1% that the economy grew during the first 3 months of the year. First-time unemployment claims were up by 4,000 last week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.